Naguulat mula sa shore na kasing pretty ko.
Bringing you the latest and greatest.
And diving deep into the cool waters.
Of BLs and GLs.
And every kind of love there is.
We are the Shippers.
Sail with us as we watch our favorite queer love story.
And update you about the latest every week.
Kaya tara, sakay na as we sail the open seas.
With new episodes Mondays and Wednesdays on all major podcast streaming platforms.
Sakay na you, darling. Let's go!
The views, takes and opinions expressed on this show are of the host's own and do not represent the views, takes and opinions of the Bunk Collective and its affiliates. Material and sources mentioned in this episode is for general and commentary purposes only. This episode might include strong language and may not be suitable for children. Listener discretion is advised. Stay safe and stay wrestle, everyone. Welcome to the main event, Mark.
Check, check, check. Check, check, check. Check. Low. Yeah, better. Ayan. Welcome, 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 welcome to the main event, Mark podcast. So, you're listening to this podcast on all of the social media platforms and on YouTube. That's youtube.com/maineventmark or MEM Wrestling Pod. Ayan. So, today is Wednesday. Unang-una guys, pasensya na kung umabot ng Wednesday tong episode na ito. Marami lang akong inasikasong bagay-bagay na medyo importante lang. Kaya hindi ko na-release agad tong episode. So, it's supposedly a Tuesday episode, yes. Pero, yun, marami lang talaga akong inasikaso na napaka-importante. Pero, yun nga. Ngayon ay Wednesday. Di pa naman tayo late sa Royal Rumble. So we're going to talk about my review, my full thoughts on this year's Royal Rumble. And also this will be my 200th episode of the Main Event Mark podcast. So it's a milestone, napakalaking milestone ito sa akin. Na akalain mo yun, naka 200 episodes sa tayo dito sa chronology. Pero technically 230 plus na yan. Hindi ko na mabilang kung ilan na yung lahat ng episodes ng show. Pero nasa ko, nasa 230 plus na currently yung lahat ng mga episodes sa buong Main Event Mark history o sa former episode, former MTV show o dito sa Main Event Mark. Basta naka 200 plus na tayo dito sa show na to. Yun. So yun lang naman. Let's start the review. Ayan, plug muna tayo ng Sandamakmak. So you guys, I hope you guys can follow the show. Alam nyo, ito, few days ago lang, nag-try ako mag-adjust ng mga kit dito sa studio. So subukan ko talaga mag-adjust. Kasi, you know, adjust na naman. Nag-adjust ako ng table kasi gusto ko nang tanggalin yung mic arm ko. Kasi medyo makalat siya sa table ko. So, tinaray ko maglinis nung studio ko, nung ano ko, space ko. So, it might work. It might work on me. It might work on some part. Pero, let's see kung ano nga ba ang mangyayari down the road. O kaya kung ano mangyayari pag na-experimentuhan ko na yung magiging desk ko moving forward. Pero for now, I think this desk will work for me. Bibili pa naman ako ng isang bagong stand na nakaganon para na setup, pero baka ilagay ko na siya sa different direction. And then, ayun, so continue ko na yung plug ko. So I hope you guys can follow and support the show on social media. Of course, it's Main Event Mark. If you're going to search it straight, but the username is actually MAM Wrestling Pod. And then, you can also support the podcast on YouTube. Siyempre, YouTube naman tayo lagi na lately, ano? So, it's youtube.com/@MNMWrestlingPod. And, of course, supportan nyo rin naman. Patreon, kaka-release lang ng aking Patreon review. So, kung mas na-appreciate nyo yung written format, ayan, i-follow nyo yung Patreon ng Main Event Mark. So, it's MNMWrestlingPod. Same platform din. And, so, let's start the podcast with our five takes na of the week. So, Ang ating Prime Takes ngayon ay sponsored ni Blast TV. So, si Blast TV po ay ang ating broadcaster for our WWE programming here in the Philippines. Hindi po aalis si WWE sa Blast TV unless they announce so. So, yun nga. Ito na yung pinaka-best way, actually, to watch WWE. Huwag na kayong maghanap sa mga watch wrestling na yan. This is the best way to watch the WWE programming right now. So, if you want to support our friends from Tap Go or Tap DMV, Blast TV, ayan, that's the only way or the best way that you can do on them. So, pakisuportahan po na Blast TV. They are the home of the WWE in the Philippines, and also yung Grammys, it will be held this Monday as well, 9 a.m. on Blast TV. Exclusive yan sa Blast TV. Kung gusto nyo manood ng Grammys, it will be available as well on Blast TV. So, start na tayo. So, ito na po ang aking 5 takes ngayong linggo. So, number 1 story of the week, Bayley and Cody Rhodes, for the second time, he won the Royal Rumble, and Bayley won her first Royal Rumble on this Sunday's or last Sunday's Royal Rumble PLE. And also, yun nga, maraming nangyari sa Royal Rumble na to. That was fun as hell. Kung nabasa nyo naman yung review, mamaya pag-usapan din natin na salain natin yung buong review ng Royal Rumble. Then, ayun nga. So, that's our Royal Rumble top story of the week. Cody won his second Royal Rumble. Bayley won the Royal Rumble for women. Story number 2. CM Punk was injured. It was reported by Fightful. It was confirmed as well by Dave Meltzer as well that CM Punk was injured. Apparently, ang na-injure sa kanya yung kanyang triceps. So, he might miss WrestleMania. And yung return period is possibly 3 to 4 months. Hindi natin alam kung totoo ba yung timetable na yun. Malalaman natin in the coming weeks. Pero for now, let's say it's 3 to 4 months. So, let's continue with this CM Punk thing. So, he was assaulted by Drew McIntyre. So, he was written out of the TV by Drew. And yun na nga. Hindi natin alam kung magkakamatch ba si Drew at si Punk. Pero feeling ko it might go in that direction. Hindi naman kasi mangyayari yung Drew versus Sammy since nangyari na siya kanina sa Raw. So it might go in the same direction as Seth versus Punk. Pero yun, marami pa tayong malalaman in a couple of weeks. At marami pa tayong malalaman sa mga susunod na araw as well as we go on the road to WrestleMania. So continue na rin natin. Yung ating top story number 3 is actually related din sa Royal Rumble. So, for the first time, Jordynne Grace appeared as the TNA Knockouts Champion. Yes, alam ko po na second time na ito sa TNA history na may Knockouts Champion na nag-appear. Pero technically, ito po yung debut ni Jordynne Grace sa WWE. So, it counts as a first. So, Jordynne Grace made her Royal Rumble appearance. Mamaya natin pag-usapan yung iba about Jordynne. But to me, that was definitely the best guest in a Royal Rumble. And yung impressive run niya throughout that process, at least 25-30 minutes. Wow! That was amazing run by Jordynne. And Jordynne also said on a tweet sa X that hindi yun na magiging last appearance ng TNA. So, it might be teased na merong partnership between WWE and TNA. Meron din pala tayong gagawing episode this week on the podcast. So, it might drop this Friday on the podcast na pag-uusapan natin yung ating dream WWE TNA card na pag-uusapan natin this week as well on the podcast. So, let me know what is your best WWE TNA match on the comment section as well below. Yun. So let's continue. Our number 4 story of the week is actually from AEW. So AEW's rankings is returning this week as per Tony Khan. So kakapanood mo yan ng Tranquilo Club. Hindi, ito, Tony, seryoso ha. Hindi ako fan ng, hindi ako fan ng podcast. At lalong hindi rin ako fan ng rule. Hindi ako fan ng, ano man tawag dito? Hindi ako fan ng rankings ng AEW. So, number one, hindi ako fan ng rankings. Just to be clear with you guys. Medyo predictable kung yung nagra-rank sa AEW right now. At number two, hindi rin nagmamatter yung rankings sa wrestling. So, hindi to MMA na kailangan ng rankings kasi gusto mo lang mag-rank ng kung sino-sinong kakilala mo, bias mo. Hindi yan magmamatter sa MMA. Yan ang una mong iisipin. Wrestling doesn't need rankings. Ang kailangan talaga sa wrestling, consistent booking. Kung tinatrying hard mo maging sports appropriate o sports oriented yung product mo, huwag na huwag mong dalagyan ng ranking sa wrestling because it will never work. Yan ang sinasabi ko. Sa iba, ewan ko, yung ibang mga promotion, napapaganda naman nila yung rankings. Pero it will depend pa din kasi on who or who's the one who is running the place. Pero like what I said, nabigyan ko naman yung thoughts ko dyan sa ranking-ranking na yan ng AEW. So, hindi na ako gano'ng magdadunk dyan. So, number 5 story of the week. Oh, number 4 actually to. Number 4 story of the week natin. Or number 5, whatever. Hindi ko na mabilang. So, TNA signed Mustafa Ali. So, yeah, that's a W to me. Imagine they signed Nick Nemeth. Then now, they got Mustafa Ali. And then possibly pa nga si Alexander Stone. Sabihin ko sana ng Alexander, pero it's Alexander Stone. Then, Mustafa Ali signing with TNA. Wow. What a huge win by TNA here. I hope Mustafa won't go to AEW. Yun, sabihin ko na agad sana hindi magpunta si Mustafa sa AEW kasi hindi ako matutuwa. Yun, yan lang naman ang ating top stories of the week sa ating 5 takes. So, let us know what do you think on the 5 takes this week on the podcast. So, hindi na tayo magko-commercial on this part of the show. So, pagdadiretso na tayo sa ating mga review o sa dapat natin i-review for this week's Royal Rumble. So, may notes ako dito, no worries. So, hindi naman ako hahaba ng masyado dito. So, pag-usapan nga muna natin yung elephant in the room. So, Disney Plus, fucked up again. So, hindi na to nakakagulat na balita na nag-fuck up ulit si Disney Plus. So, it's not the first time they fucked up. It's not the second time they fucked up. It's not definitely the third time that they fucked up. Hindi rin to pang-apat, pang-lima, pang-anim. What the hell? Ayan. So, marami nang nangyaring gantong disaster sa Disney Plus kaya hindi na talaga bago sa akin na mag-fuck up sila. Pero it's a big event. It's a big event, Royal Rumble. Maraming ganap na mamimiss yung tao if may isang minuto lang na hindi mo mapakita sa provider which is Disney Plus. So, kaya nakakadismaya. Hindi ko masisi yung mga fans na nagre-reklamo sa social media. Yung mga fans na kilala ko, hindi ko sila makita. Ewan ko, nag-viewing party pa sila. But okay, I understand. Nag-viewing party kayo, so wala kayong pake dun. Pero, ang sentiment ko lang naman dito, sana Disney, ayusin niyo naman buhay niyo, putya. Pinagbabayaran kayo ng WWE para mag-air ng rights o mag-air ng premium live events. PLEs na nga lang ina-air nyo, main roster pa. Eh, putyo-putyo pa yung pag-air nyo. Tapos, nileletche nyo pa. Sinong matutuwa dun? Sinong matutuwa sa ganong sistema o sa ganong kagustuhan nila na mag-air lang ng ganong events? Tapos, nakakadismaya pa yung approach nila on how they aired it on Disney+. So, for context nga pala guys, baka na-miss nyo yung Royal Rumble. Yung match na naabutan ng mga fans is the finish na actually of the four-way. Alas patapos na yung four-way nga nung nag-air. Alas second hour na eh. Second hour, third hour na ng Royal Rumble nung na-restore yung Disney+. Still disappointing na ganun yung nangyari. hindi na ako umaasa na mag-air ng ganyan ka-successful yung Disney Plus kasi ilang beses na yan nangyayari. And sana maglipat na lang talaga ng maaga sa Netflix yung rights. Or sana pumunta man lang sa Top DMV kahit ilang buwan lang yung rights ng WWE. Kasi hindi na talaga kaya ng fans pagkatiwalaan si Disney Plus when it comes to this. But still, I hope they can figure this out habang ilang araw pa yung rights ng Disney sa WWE Network. At sana naman hindi salasalin ng WWE na hindi isama ang Pilipinas sa Netflix. Kasi dyan tayo magkakagulo. Dyan tayo magkakagulo pa nagkataon. Malaki-laking gulo ang mangyayari pagka hindi asama yung Pilipinas sa Netflix. So, bago tayo mag-umpisa, comparison nga muna tayo ng mga posibleng presyuhan ng WWE Network sa Netflix at saka sa Disney Plus. So currently Netflix is pricing at $5.50. Yun ay yung pinakamura, ay pinakamahal na plan. So meron tong apat na screens, pwede ka rin manood ng 4K and then pwede ka din manood sa laptop, sa mga desktop mo, cellphone, sa tablets o sa mga whatever. 4 devices simultaneously. At sa isang location lang dapat. Pag lilipat ka ng isang location, kailangan mo siyang bayaran yung slot. So, ganun na ang Netflix. Ewan ko, ba't ganito yung Netflix? Para daw maiwasan yung password sharing. Ganun yata yung kalakaran ni Netflix when it comes to that. But, I hate that idea, pero para lang sa sake na mawala na yung password sharing tsaka yung illegal na, ano, okay ako doon. Pero ito, continue natin. Yung Disney Plus kasi, wala silang ganyan. Pero, I'm still hoping na ma-resolve talaga yung issue when it comes to Disney fucking up WWE programming. Kasi, nagkaganto lang pag WWE talaga yung ini-air nila eh. Medyo may duda talaga ako when it comes to Netflix. It might be a factor, Netflix. Pero, pucha, hindi na talaga ako makapag-antay sa 2025. Buti 11 months na lang papunta na ng Netflix yung WWE Network. And wag na po kayo umasa na mapupunta din sa Netflix yung Raw. Kasi mag-i-stay siya sa Top DMV. Ayun. So yun lang naman. Pero pucha, screw Disney Plus. Wala na talaga ako masabi. Ayun. So continue natin. Diretso na tayo sa mga Royal Rumble matches. So, let's start with the men's Royal Rumble. So, yung men's para sa akin, this is not the best men's Royal Rumble. The good thing though about this year's Royal Rumble in general, itong Royal Rumble na to, hindi sila gaano nag-stick with the tradition na 20 active 10 Polo Hall of Fame. Hindi sila nag-stick doon. So, good sa ako doon. Wala akong kaso na yung mga Hall of Fame inaagawan yung mga current stars ng spot just for the sake na maging ally. Maging ally, ganon. Wala akong problema na ganon ngayon sa this year's Royal Rumble. Wala akong issue na ganyan. Ang nagkikita ko lang issue dito, number one, in general muna ha, mamaya natin pag-usapan yung per rumble. So, in general, one problem na nakikita ko so far is on the pops. Medyo yung ibang wrestler nga, ibang talent, walang pop at all. Because hindi nila ma-recognize yung kanta or kung sino yung lalabas. For example, Andrade's entrance. Pucha. Wala man lang naka-recognize sa entrance ni Andrade. Kasi it's a fucking Dem Rebel song na nilagay nila kay Andrade sa men's. Tsaka isa pang example yung iba pang entrances na naiirita ako. Pero yon, good call din sa WWE na wala talagang mga Hall of Fame, walang mga basurang Hall of Fame. Except doon kay Pat McAfee. No offense Pat, I love you, but Pat McAfee, wala. Sobrang basura nung slot ni Pat. I think that's the way that I can say here on the podcast. Sobrang basura nung slot niya on this year's Royal Rumble. And wala, that's a disappointing spot. Na sa tingin ko, pwede naman makatulong o pwede rin makapagpasok ng ibang talents pa sa buong run na to, no? Pero yun, sobrang nakagago. Sobrang sayang yung slot ni Pat McAfee. Okay, so isa pang problema na notice natin, yun nga, medyo natutuwa ko kasi yung kawalan ng mga Hall of Famers, yung tradisyon na yon, hindi nila ginawa yon. So it proves na sobrang stuck talaga ng WWE, papa men's or women's. It will depend lang talaga on how these things will be booked. So questionable yun, no? Pero on what we got last Sunday, it was, or that was impressive to me. Ewan ko sa iba, pero I really love how they booked this year's Royal Rumble. The match itself, I didn't like it that much. Pero given na yan, mamaya natin pag-usapan ko bakit. Pero on the way they booked this year's Royal Rumble, it's just impressive. It's just impressive to me to see fucking Andrade returning to WWE. Para sa akin, yun pa lang win na yung men's. Pero mamaya pag-uusapan yung mga matches itself. Tapos dagdag mo pa yung debut niya ni Jordynne Grace. Jordynne Grace appearing as the TNA Knockouts Women's Champion or World Champion. It's just amazing to me. Sobrang impressive na siya. Sa mata ko pa lang, pucha, ako na TNA fan, sobrang natutuwa ako to see the continuity of the TNA feud between Trinity and Jordynne Grace. Nadala rin siya sa WWE. Tsaka yung history, yung pag-mention niya na nalo si Naomi ng TNA Knockouts title. Na-mention din siya dun sa programming. So that's a good thing either. And nakakatuwa din na napag-merge ni WWE yung feud between Jordynne and fucking Trinity na Naomi. And so it's impressive for me. Yun. So maganda siya sa akin, para sa akin ha. So continue natin. Let's talk about the matches. So let's talk about the men's Royal Rumble first. So men's Royal Rumble, I know that it will go to this final four. So it's Cody, Punk, Drew, and fucking Drew, Cody, Punk, and Jey Uso. Those four men, yun talaga yung na-expect ko na mag-final four. Ay, Gunter pala, sorry. So, it's Cody, Punk, Gunter, and Drew. So, it's impressive to see four of them becoming the final four for this year's Royal Rumble. Cody, entering at number 15, medyo hindi ko na-expect na he will enter at number 15. So, it's a cliched spot, oo. Pero parang hindi ko na-expect na he will enter at a half. Na like, pag magpapahabain niya yung record niya from last year. Oo, napahaba niya man. Pero in a way kasi parang maikli pa nga yung number 15. Pero no problem naman ako on the outcome. So I really love the outcome though. Punk though, Punk got injured on this year's Rumble. So it proves talaga na medyo tumatanda na talaga si CM Punk. Kailangan na talaga hilumin. Kailangan na talaga hilumin ni CM Punk. Although Punk's performance at the Rumble was fantastic, medyo nasayangan lang ako. Punk got injured. He will take another 3, 4, 5 months recovering another injury. Another Punk disaster. Hindi na to yung first time na injured siya. Kaya medyo masakit sa akin. At this point, medyo natutawa na nga ako eh. Pero yeah, the promo on Raw was emotional as fuck. At the same time, medyo nabibuisit ako. Pero mamaya tayo pag-usapan yon. So, marama tayong pwedeng i-mention dito. So, for sure, ito nga, sinasabi ko, we got the correct Royal Rumble winner. Sure. Sobrang perfect nun na nakuha ni Cody yung Royal Rumble win. Kasi, like what I said, may story na eh. May story ng nakahanda for Cody na kailangan na lang nila i-pattern para mag-match sa kung ano yung goal. Yung goal nga is Cody versus Roman 2. So, yun na yung agenda last year pa na binibuild nila na medyo maraming obstacles, yes, na naka-set o sinet nila para mas maganda yung kibla pagdating ng Royal Rumble match. But based on what we got on the Royal Rumble match itself, it's very clear that Cody is not done yet with his story. So it's a good thing that they continued with that. And I'm really good then with Cody continuing his story on this road to WrestleMania. Also, mentioned din natin na Bron Breakker was the replacement for Brock Lesnar on the Royal Rumble based on the reports that we got earlier days after the Rumble. Bron Breakker was impressive to me on this year's Royal Rumble. Wala akong masabi sa naging performance niya, yung performance niya na yun, pang main roster na sa totoo lang. And that spear that he is sitting on everyone and anyone, literally one of the best spears that I seen in the game. And Bron Breakker is only 24, 25. It's just amazing to me. Sobra solid. Yun. So, yung final four nga nila Cody, Punk, Drew, at Gunther, I think hindi siya, predictable siya in a way, oo. Pero yung pag-build nila ng story, like what I said, on the way they built the story, na sila yung magiging final four, was amazing. And sobrang impressive then that they showed how these things will should lead to Cody winning the Royal Rumble. And Cody winning the Royal Rumble means something. Then, kailangan nang tapusin ni WWE. Kasi ito yung arc that they are building since last year. And I know that they missed last year, but they should correct it this year. So that's what they're trying to build here this year with Cody winning the Rumble back-to-back. Yun. So natuwa ba ako? Yes, definitely. Kung natuwa ba ako na Cody won? Yes, definitely. And yung win na yun, it's a first back-to-back since the 90s. So medyo natutuwa din talaga ako on what we got on this year's Royal Rumble. So it's a win-win for all of the fans. For sure, marami din natutuwa kasi Punk didn't won the Rumble. So either way, kung si Punk din ay nalo, then ito nga yung injury bug that he's having since he returned on the wrestling scene. So no brainer that Cody is the safer one to win the Royal Rumble. So, natutuwa ako. I'm good with it. Good na ako. Yan. O yung mga MVP ko for this year's Royal Rumble, in no particular order, it was Cody, obviously, CM Punk, Bron Breakker, Drew, and of course, the IC champion, Gunther. So, yeah. The Royal Rumble this year was impressive, but not really as impressive as the past 2 years at least. Yeah. So, yun lang naman for the men's Royal Rumble. So, let's talk about the women's real quick before we go to the commercial break. The women's Royal Rumble, this is actually better when it comes to the match itself. So, match-wise, I think the women's is more action-packed. Action-packed better than the men's. Yung men's kasi medyo mas nangibabaw na yung story ni Cody. Yung story talaga yung nangibabaw dito. Like what they're trying to build on Raw. Mas nangibabaw siya dito sa match na to. Sa women's. Wala naman ako naging problema when it comes to the eliminations. For example, ang naging problema ko lang talaga yung mga unnecessary teams din. Like what I said on the podcast. Earlier, medyo nadidismaya ako sa ibang entrances kasi hindi ma-recognize. And applicable, mas applicable siya sa men's pero meron ding noticeable sa women's na ganun na hindi talaga makilala dahil ng entrance. Kasi sa entrance pa lang, dapat kilala muna kung sino yung lalabas eh. Eh, karamihan wala. So that's a problem on WWE's current programming. And I know everyone hates it. Yeah. So, hindi lang ako may ayaw nun. So, I hope WWE can figure that one out. So, therefore, we can get a win-win coming next year's Royal Rumble. Sana, ibalik na lang nila si Jim. Matutuwa pa ako. Yun. So, yan nga. Women's Royal Rumble. From Naomi returning to the company from TNA. Jordynne Grace making her debut. And Jade Cargill making her in-ring debut as well. Para sa akin, mas entertaining on paper pa lang. Mas entertaining na agad yung Women's Royal Rumble. On the outcome din, sobrang deserving din ni Bayley. When it comes to that, since Bayley became the third horsewoman to win the Royal Rumble. And sobrang impressive din to see her smiling preciousness. Imagine that. Sobrang precious nung smile na yun ni Bayley sa canvas o sa canvas. And pagkatapos nung match, sobrang ganda. Sobrang ganda nung moment na yun para sa akin. Ayun, so maraming opportunities though na na-capitalize si Bayley. So good for her for that. Na sobrang genius nung character na to ni Bayley. Even though that she might be kicked out of damage control later on. Pero yun nga, it will lead to Bayley versus Io Sky din naman down the line. So alam naman natin lahat na yun ang mangyayari come WrestleMania. Yun. So, isa pang bagay na nagustuhan ko on this year's Royal Rumble was R-Truth. R-Truth on the men's treating it like a fucking tag team match. Then, on the woman's side, he entered the Rumble during Valhalla's entrance. So, what? R-Truth, literally the goat. Protect that guy. I swear R-Truth deserves a reward for everything that he's doing since he returned to WWE Survivor Series last year. I swear, Punk, aside from Punk, I hope that R-Truth will get his flowers soon as well. Bago siya mag-retire o bago siya mawala sa scene natin, I hope R-Truth gets his flowers down the road. Yeah. So, impressions muna tayo kay Jade Cargill bago tayo mag-break. So, hindi ko kayang hatulan si Jade Cargill in one blow. I swear. Pero yung performance na nakita ko sa kanya, it's very impressive. Kumpara mo sa AEW run niya, yung presentation, it's really better if you ask me. Yung match, ganun din. Yung performance niya sa buong match, tingin ko, expected na medyo mas magiging fluid siya doon. Kasi tingin ko yung na-enhance niya sa NXT with her from her AEW run. Yun talaga. Yung in-ring talaga awareness niya sa ring. So tingin ko yung naging improvement ni Jade when it comes to it. Pero regarding on Jade naman, kung ano pa yung kailangan niyang ayusin, hindi ko pa kayang sabihin. Kasi never pa natin nakita si Jade Cargill to compete one-on-one. And there's a possibility, Jade versus Bianca beating the face of the WWE Women's Division. So, Jade versus Bianca will be a great dance showdown for WrestleMania. And to show then that Jade can go compete against the best, EST and Bianca Belair. So, para sa akin, good deal yun. Solid deal if you ask me. And para din talaga makita kung ano ba talaga yung kayang gawin ni WWE po niya. We can imagine a lot of matches for Jade Cargill. Pero hindi natin kayang i-execute pa isa-isa lang. Kasi alam niyo naman medyo hindi ko kayang sabihin green. Pero it sounds green kasi pag medyo ano pa siya eh. Nagtitrain siya talaga, oo. Sobrang prosigido niya talaga mag-training. She is improving and improving almost every day. So, hindi ko pa talaga kayang hatulan si Jade. So, hahatulan natin si Jade. Siguro pag naka-2-3 matches na siyang one-on-one. Tapos, puro title matches pala. Pero hindi. Siguro bibigyan nila ng matinong push si Jade. Para talaga push to the moon talaga yung mangyayari sa kanya down the line. I hope lang na magkaroon pa siya ng mga matches down the road para medyo maganda yung kalabasan at maganda rin yung magiging presentation down the line with Jade being this badass woman just like her run in AEW, and sana maging different siya. And ito, para la, ayoko nang may kasama si Jade sa WWE run niya. Heads up lang, ayoko na may kasama si Jade kasi on AEW di siya nag-work. Paano pa with WWE? Ayun. So, yun lang naman ang aking sentiments for the... Ayun, also to add pala, so it's so nice to see Naomi coming back after of the run in TNA. Sobrang solid din ni Trinity or Naomi. Nag-improve talaga siya sa ring. So, it might help to build the women's revolution or women's division further and to see her back in the company that she belongs. It's a no-brainer na sa tingin ko. I hope they can establish this solid women's division that they have. So, Trinity, yes, she opened the women's division into the casual eyes. But Jordynne Grace stored and exposed it more to the women's for the WWE fan base sa buong mundo talaga, as in. So we might think Trinity for the casuals na nanonood ng women's division sa TNA ngayon. Pero si Jordynne talaga yung dapat bigyan ng appreciation on her appearance sa Royal Rumble. And to the fact na it might blow up the whole TNA sa YouTube, especially with YouTube, walang tayong pag-asa dyan sa Access TV. I hope that they can sign with the major network talaga. So that's the actual TNA needs, na ma-move sila with the actual network na kayang humawak ng TNA wrestling. So yun lang naman ang aking part 1, aking first half. Ayan, ito ang aking first half for our 2024 Royal Rumble on our episode number 200. Sobrang saya na episode 200 na pala ito sa buong history ng podcast, and I cannot wait to give you guys more 200 episodes in 3 years. I swear guys na hindi kayo mawawala sa akin. Kaya ayan, maraming salamat sa lahat ng nakikinig at sumusuporta sa main event. And when we come back on the podcast, we are going to do the review of the 2 more matches ng Royal Rumble, and then I can give my conclusion on this year's Royal Rumble. Tapos pasadahan na rin natin yung mga nangyari this week's Raw at saka yung mga ilang pang bagay-bagay na hindi natin napasadahan noong nakaraang linggo. So we might talk on that in a couple of moments. So for now, let's check our bunkmates here on Bunk Collective.
Hey everyone, this is Mo Twister, and you're listening to the Kingdom Podcast with the voice, DJ Yuki.
That was the OG, Mo Twister, promoting this podcast. If you like Korean pop culture, or know someone who does, then get into it, and visit our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages at the Kingdom Pod PH.
We're proud to tell you that this is one of the premier shows to go to for your weekly dose of K-pop. So drop everything and listen to The Kingdom Podcast. Available in all your podcast streaming platforms.
Join us!
Been wanting to learn about different careers? Or just need that nudge to pursue your passion projects? Here at Project Offbeat Careers Podcast, we talk to guests with unique careers outside the usual corporate shtick. Listen to historians, gamers, teachers, and cosplayers. See how they've succeeded and how you can apply their learnings to your workplace. Catch us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. And get ready to take the off-beaten path with us.
And so welcome back to the Main Event Mark podcast. So I hope you can support the podcast on all of the social media platforms. Again, the main event mark. You can search it on social media, main event mark, or the main event mark podcast, or you can search it at MEM Wrestling Pod. So, adjust ko lang yung mic ko, pasensya na. Medyo nainibaguhan talaga ako sa setup ko. Hindi talaga kaya. Mahirap ipilit ang hindi kaya. Yun. Continue natin second half of our podcast talking about this year's Royal Rumble. So, umpisa natin with the four-way for the Undisputed WWE Championship. So, yung winner, no-brainer. No-brainer naman siya sa akin. Roman expected to win this match ever since the match was made official. Oh, no-brainer siya, sa totoo lang. Tsaka wala rin masyadong drama kasi medyo napansin ko na wala masyadong drama na namuo throughout this whole feud, unlike the LA Knight Roman one-on-one. Mas medyo may mas drama siya namuo kaysa dito sa four-way. Ang highlight lang nito is when Orton returned. Yan talaga bottom line nito. So Orton returned in the ring. So he is trying to challenge Roman one-on-one. So that's basically the story here. So AJ, LA Knight gave their valid reasons din naman kung bakit gusto nila i-challenge si Roman. Pero yun nga. The match itself, regarding on that, okay. Sa tingin ko, okay lang siya. It's not the best match ni Roman on his run. Pero ang ganda rin kasi, maganda rin yung teamwork ng tatlo. Tapos to capitalize it, there's Roman actually to capitalize the whole thing. Then, ang dami din creative spots throughout this match. So, maganda siya kasi na-work out ng buong match na to. The goal talaga dito is Orton almost won the title but solo si Kowa won it. So, natatawa ako kasi nilagay siya sa rope. Kahit hindi naman talaga pwede mag-break yun, medyo natatawa ako. So, it's obvious naman na hindi siya legal kasi wala naman talagang breakouts or break ng pin when it comes to no DQs matches. So, it's kind of no sense. Pero, yun nga, like what I said, may sense sa akin na it may lead to something interesting at WrestleMania. Pero, it might be wrong, it might be correct then. Pero, yun nga, that was a really good match between Solo and AJ, by the way, on SmackDown a few weeks ago. Yun, watch it. Yun. So, this four-way is not that bad. Yun talaga masabi ko. Hindi siya masama, hindi rin pangit. Pero, it's not the best Roman match that he has on his caliber of title matches that he had on this whole 3-4 years title run that he's dealing with now. Okay. So, rare din sa akin na Roman won this match without anyone helping him. Aside from the distraction that Solo gave to everyone, wala talaga, medyo rare. Medyo clean win siya. He defeated AJ, Spear, 1-2-3, that's it. That's how we got on this match. So, yeah, that was fun. Okay, so we got this Logan Paul versus Kevin Owens for the United States title. So, hindi siya decisive finish like everyone is expecting. So, medyo nag-capitalize si Logan Paul on the injured arm. So, goods. And then, yun niya, sa patapos ng match, Logan Paul is trying to pull the same thing he's doing for the past few months. He's introducing his friends na magagamit ng brass knuckles for the win. It's kind of amazing then to capitalize with it. And then when KO did the same thing, he got disqualified. So it's kind of clever. And sobrang may sense din talaga na nagamit niya yung object. Sobrang perfect din na may awareness din yung referee. Pero nag-backfire siya kay KO. So medyo maganda rin talaga yung execution. So hindi talaga ako nag-expect din na matatalo pa si... Hindi rin talaga ako nag-expect na matatalo si Logan Paul dito. So I'm good with the finish that they got. So medyo may possible din na magkaroon pa ito ng isa pang match com elimination chamber or possibly hindi talaga WrestleMania, hindi kaya siya na WrestleMania. Yun, so yun lang ang ating Royal Rumble thoughts on this podcast. So yun, Royal Rumble. So para sa akin, both of the Royal Rumble matches were fun, solid siya in a way, pero I would say the women's is more superior than the men's this year. So, lagi naman since 2023. Ganun naman talaga yung nangyayari. Di siya definite, it's not definitely the best Royal Rumble in premium live events because it's medyo pahaba masyado yung parang poses nila. Yes. Tsaka yung Roman match, parang hindi ko ma-appreciate na ganun kahaba. Hindi ako fan. Pero, yun nga. Like what I said, this Royal Rumble is definitely almost 4 hours. Medyo mahaba siya masyado. In a way. Pero, yeah. It's all good pa din. Kasi 4 hours talaga ang typical na Royal Rumble. Then, like what I said, itong year na to, it's the year basically of Bayley cementing herself as one of the best in the women's division. Plus Cody correcting his mistakes from last year's WrestleMania. So it is the first step. Yun nga. So that was fun and memorable Royal Rumble 2024. Then yun nga yung panalo ni Roman. It's kind of brainer to me that Roman won it by his own na walang katulong. Then Logan Paul versus KO was interesting too because of the match itself on the way they presented it. That was really good. Yun. So, yun lang naman ang ating thoughts for this year's Royal Rumble. Pero yung rights natin, sana in Netflix, dumating ka na mas maaga. Disney, yusin mo yung buhay mo. Meron ka pang 11 months para mabrout ng mga users kung mapapasubscribe mo pa sila. It depends on you na talaga kung paano nga ba o paano mo nga ba pipigilin yung pasensya mo na mag-subscribe sa Disney Plus o discarte mo na lang kung paano mo pipigilin yung pasensya mo na mag-subscribe sa Disney Plus. Yun. So that's it for our Royal Rumble review. So pasadahan natin ng konti yung mga balita na nakukuha natin for the past few minutes, and it's really interesting to see din itong mga nakaraan na nangyari dito sa WWE. So, we got the report of WWE about Vince McMahon. So, it's not really WWE. So, excuse me, medyo sa talala muna. Okay, so continue natin. So, it was reported by Wall Street Journal that Vince McMahon, another Vince McMahon scandal. So, ito na nga, ang balita. Sunod-sunod ito. So, a former female WWE employee detailed her story of sexual harassment, sexual assault, and sex trafficking involving other people associated with WWE. After a couple of years, Vince agreed to pay her millions of dollars. She signed a NDA and then Vince stopped paying her. So now she's coming back with this lawsuit. So yun ang nangyari basically. Vince has declined or denied the claims and while saying he would fight back. And then on Friday, it was announced that Vince McMahon resigned on his positions as TKO and WWE Executive Chairman due to all negative attention towards the company. So, di natin pag-uusapan masyado itong nangyari kay Vince. It's a really sensitive issue na pag-usapan. Pero ang sasabihin ko lang, ito yung unang WWE talaga na walang McMahon na humawak sa company, walang hawak sa leeg at all about Vince McMahon. Sana talaga pagwagi yan, dapat pagwagi at pakuha niya yung justice on what they're getting. Hindi tayo nangungubins eh. Pero hindi tayo konsentador at baka tayo makulong din. Baka mamaya eh, may wheels na naman na maghangin tapos sabihin na naman cancel nyo ako, wala akong pake. Pero yun, try nga natin i-check po na yung updates ngayon kay Vince McMahon. So, Vince, ikaw na naman ang laman ng balita for the past few days. So, daming balita ngayon sa impact na ni Vince. Ito, gusto ko pag-usapan real quick yung comments ni Triple H regarding on the sex trafficking ni Vince McMahon. So, salasalin lang natin ito ng napakabilis. So Triple H commented regarding on the Vince McMahon resignation. So, sinabi niya to doon sa press con, no? Sa press con ng Royal Rumble. So, ang sabi niya dito, di niya nabasa yung lawsuit. Tsaka, wala rin siyang ideya sa lawsuit na yun. So, he does not want to get bogged down into that. And he also said that everything possible, he is doing anything or everything possible to ensure employees that they are taking advantage and they are trying to make sure na sila ay safe. Hindi din siya nag-provide ng ano ba, measures na ginagawa nila, but that's good. Okay. So, hindi rin nag-respond si Triple H on the information pa. Yung ibang information. Pero yun nga, repeat lang natin yung balita. So, maraming allegations na lumabas few days ago against Vince McMahon were brought forward by Janelle Grant, who worked at WWE's headquarters, and then she promised a job and promotions at WWE in exchange to sex. Grant's lawsuit also includes allegations McMahon trafficked her to other men inside and outside of the company, including John Laurinaitis, a former wrestler who worked in the company's talent relations department. So, yeah. So, defendant din si John on this lawsuit. Pero, yun. So, Cody though, it's a good win to me that he explained it nicely. Na he said that the allegation cast a dark cloud over the company and he wasn't sure what's the next chapter would look like. Ito ah, yung mga nagkukumpara dyan kay TK tsaka kay Triple H on how they answered this issues that they have. So, in context, so Punk or Punk tuloy. So, Tony Khan has this Jericho issue before. Hindi ko na i-disclose yung nangyari dyan. Search nyo na lang yung issue ni Jericho tsaka ni Kylie Rae. Tapos, ito kay Triple H, yung sinabi niya about Vince and this general grant issue. Okay. So, para sa akin lang, pare silang sala. No? Pare sila ng sala sa explanation. Si Triple H though, ang gusto ko on how he explained it, medyo he's trying talaga not to mention anything. Si Jericho kasi, the problem with Tony Khan kasi every time he's doing this press cons, parang sinusubukan niya talaga pabanguhin yung napakabantot na kumpanya na meron siya. Hindi perfect si TK. Sabihin na natin totoo. Oo. Pero TK is trying to present himself in a better position na hindi niya magawa ng tama. That's the problem. TK is more acting like a children or a child na walang kaalam-alam sa actions na pinaggagawa niya sa buhay niya. And it will depend na lang sa sarili niya kung ano yung decision na gusto niyang mangyari. Pero regarding on his statement on Jericho's allegations, hindi siya nagsalita. Pero on the way he defended these issues, parehas basura yan. Sa totoo lang, akin ha, parehas sila basura. Yun ang assurance ko. But ang nangibabo kasi with Triple H, medyo naging he's trying to be positive. Oo, walang mali doon. Pero on the way I see it, parehas talaga sala. Parehas talaga sala. Sana in-explain na lang nila mabuti na hindi natin kayang sagutin to ngayon. Siguro there's a proper way to answer this. So siguro ganun na lang siguro sana sinabi nila na mas maganda. Pero yun, I will agree din somehow on what happened din sa Royal Rumble. Pero yun, that was a solid one. Okay, so yun lang naman. excuse me. Yun lang, like what I said, sala talaga, maling-mali talaga yung pag explain na yon ni Triple H sa media after ng Royal Rumble. I hope that we might get more information on that later on, and I hope we can get more information down the road on what will happen. So for now, meron din tayong mga reports regarding on Brock. So possibly Brock Lesnar is on his way, patapos na sa kanyang era because of this lawsuit din. So, yun. Dami nangyari. Sunod-sunod talaga yung nangyari. And I'm really sad that the Brock Lesnar thing or the Brock Lesnar era will end in this way. So, yeah. Damay-damay na yan. Yun. So, recap nga. So, this week's Raw, pag-usapan natin. This week's Raw was amazing. Sabihin ko na agad, no? So, itong Raw na to, not the best one, but to kick off the road to WrestleMania, it was amazing. So, Punk saying in an emotional way that he will not compete at WrestleMania. Sobrang emotional para sa akin. And, yun niya. Yung maganda lang talaga dito with CM Punk trapping himself out of the WrestleMania picture. It means there will be more talent that will work for WrestleMania. Medyo quotable sa akin that sinabi niya that I'm a Chicago Cubs fan. It's not the first time. It will sure won't the last time I say this. There's always a next year. It's a reference. Ayun, so I want you to know I prayed this and it happened. Na ma-injure siya. It's kind of sad, pero totoo. Yan. So, continue natin. So, DIY lost title match to Judgment Day. Yeah, that was fun. That was a fun match. If you ask me, the finish was fun. So, totoo lang. And, ito pa, isa pa. So, ang direction ngayon, feeling ko, na they're building right now, and this tag team title picture medyo ano pa, directionless pa. Ang sure lang natin it might be Judgment Day versus Awesome Truth at WrestleMania. So it's so officially they removed R-Truth from the Judgment Day gag na nagbebenta ng t-shirt, then ibibigay yung suhol kay R-Truth, kay Demon Priest, tsaka sa Judgment Day. Pero yon, they bought better up by Judgment Day this week. The Miz saved the Truth, pero hindi siya nagtagumpay, sala. Pero yon, the good thing about it though, Judgment Day is back on being a solid force or nakakatakot na force. So it should be, and dan yun talaga dapat ang Judgment Day sa totoo lang. And it works all the time with Judgment Day doing that. Yun, para sa akin, daba solid. Yun. Okay, so continue natin. So, magandang detail though na Priest said that he likes our truth. And medyo inexcuse niya yung sarili niya na hindi niya bubugbugin si our truth. Ito, maganda siyang character, detail character sa character na to ni Damian Priest na medyo nag-separate talaga sa ibang mga hilis sa company niya, sa whole. Na hindi siya talaga ano eh, hindi siya one-dimensional. So it's a good thing to me. Yun. Yun lang naman. So, we are getting some matches so far. Like, Seth and Cody did a promo earlier. And they're trying to, convince Cody to challenge Seth instead on the Royal Rumble. Pero it looks like we'll still get Seth versus Gunther. And then yung Roman versus Cody at WrestleMania. Yun. So, may seed siya. Pero, maganda rin. Maganda rin yung pagplant na ng seeds. Pero for sure, it still might go to Roman versus Cody. WrestleMania. Yun. So, yun lang naman. So, Kofi was defeated by Gunther. And after of the match, Woods and Kofi teased a heel turn. Oh, sobrang nag-tease sila ng heel turn sa isang WWE Network special. And, wow. That was a really good presentation. I hope they can capitalize on that and I hope they can do something about it down the road. Good. So, Bayley, on the other hand, medyo given na sa akin that she will challenge Io Sky for the NXT or for the SmackDown of both. For the SmackDown title at WrestleMania. So medyo mas given na sa akin. So Nia Jax is challenging Rhea for the title at WrestleMania. Pero yan. Yun. Secured na yung feud niya at Elimination Chamber and Australia. Yun. So yun lang. So Sami versus Drew happened. Okay, good. Yun. Yun lang. Ano ba ba? Pwede ko magbigay ng takeaway ko. So, Bryan Danielson versus Nagata from Collision was really good. You guys should watch it. Yun. Then, yung cage match over at Collision. that is not my cup of tea, I swear. Hindi siya maganda. That's not a really good match, if you ask me. But, yun. Okay. So, we got an update on this week's show then as well. That starting on today's episode, we have Michael Cole and Pat McAfee doing the commentary for Raw. So the SmackDown, it's possibly Corey Graves leading the charge and Wade Barrett. It's not a bad team, to be honest. Good then kay Corey Graves kasi he will now step up to the main commentary table as the play-by-play commentator then. So, it's a good thing that talaga na mag-step up na si Corey Graves. He can do the play-by-play naman. I hope that yung sa PLEs, they can try to do the split PLEs din. Na iba-iba din yung nagko-commentate. I swear it will work din talaga down the road. Tsaka medyo maiilang lang ako pagdating ng EC na yung commentary team is still Cole. Leading the charge and then Graves doing the play-by-play or the caller. Pero I hope they can try to do the yung palitan talaga. I hope they can try it again. Nag-work siya before, mag-work it ulit siya sa WWE. Yeah. Just like what AEW is doing. Okay. So, AEW, speaking of, try nga natin pasadahan yung AEW last week. Kung may mapapasadahan pa tayo. Yun yan, napasadahan na natin na AEW is coming back with the ranking. So, they announced this a few days ago. So, ano ba ba? Ano ba pwede natin pag-usapan? Kung may mamimiss ako. Ayun, sinabi ko, wala naman tayong mamimiss dito.
Ayun. So, yun lang naman. Ang AEW programming, I didn't like what they presented this week. I hope they can bounce back this week on the show. Yung cage match sa Collision, that was a dumb idea. Na three-way, tas ano, tawag dito? Three-way, then escape lang. Tas nalaki pa ng cage. Ang pangit talaga. Hindi ko siya trip talaga on what we got on last week's Collision. Kasabay ng Royal Rumble. So, it's kind of funny to me. Yun. So, yun lang naman. TNA. We got this TNA. So, Mustafa Ali signed with TNA. Good for him. Talaga, sobrang W ako dyan. And, yun nga. So, sobrang solid din ng TNA lately. 3 weeks na ang TNA. And, wala pang tapon yung TNA programming. As soon as late. Sobrang solid talaga. Yun. So, yun lang naman ang ating episode this week. I hope you can enjoy this podcast. Today's episode number 200. Kaya magpapasalamat na rin ako sa lahat ng nakikinig sa Main Event March since the beginning. Siyempre sa lahat ng ano, mga kasama ko sa Bong Collective, sa lahat ng sumusuporta sa pod. Since day one, I hope that you can listen until the end that we're going to do this show. Ayun, maraming salamat sa tiwala at sa karangalan na maging parte ng inyong mga platforms at maging inyong mga tenga sa mga palatuntunan na ito. So, thank you for listening to the Main Event Mark. And sobrang natutuwa ako na nag-relate kayo dyan sa mga podcast platforms nyo. Masaya na ako dun. And I hope that it will capitalize and we can get good shit stuff on that really soon. And I can't wait to see you guys come the road ulit sa mga events ng MWF, for example, sa May. Especially sa May. Yun. So, yun lang naman ang ating podcast this week. Bago tayo matapos, let's do the picks of the week. So, men's pick natin. It's obviously Cody. The woman of the week is definitely Bayley. Yung ating match of the week is definitely the Women's Royal Rumble. From Royal Rumble. Pero pwede ko rin i-mention yung Nagata versus Bryan Danielson. That was a really good match if you going to ask me. Yun. So, yun lang naman. I hope you guys can support the podcast. That's the the Main Event Mark podcast. Nakalimutan ko ni pangalan ng podcast ko. So, I hope you guys can support the Main Event on the podcast platforms. And ayun, you can follow us on social media. At MEM Rustic Pod. Nauutal na ako. So, ulitin ko na lang yung plug ko. So, I hope you guys can support this podcast on all of the social media platforms at MEM Wrestling Pod. You can rate this show as well on Spotify and Apple Podcast on all of these platforms at 5 Stars 6 in Tokyo Dome. And then, ayun nga. So, sana supportahan yung Main Event Mark on all of these social or podcast platforms. So, nasuportahan niya yan. Pasensya na, medyo nahihina yung boses ko. Nawawala kasi yung boses ko. Pero yun, I hope you guys can support the Main Event on all of these podcast platforms. Tsaka dun sa, ano pa ba? Wala akong maalala. Pero yun, sana supportahan niyo pa din regarding on your favorite podcast. Sana supportahan niyo talaga. That was a really good content. Also, you can support this podcast, of course, on Patreon. So, it's patreon.com/MEMWrestlingPod. Then, I hope you can support as well our friends from Dexcon for their upcoming show this March 23 and 24 sa Dexcon, sa Green Hills, sa Unbox yung night one or yung meet and greet. And then, the show will be at Brawl Pit Pulusan. On night 2. So, it's WrestleStorm. It will be promoted by Dexcon, our friends from Dexcon. And yun, our friends from the Bong Collective, you can support all of the shows of the Bong Collective. Pakibisit din ang website, thebongph.com, and you can support it on social media at thebongph. Yun. You can support Pro Wrestling PH Club as well on all of the social media platforms. So, it's syempre, nandito tayo sa Facebook,
sa community natin. Then yung X, mayroon na tayong group sa X. And then yung Patreon ng PWPH, pakisupport naman Patreon, PWPH Select. Then yung pakisupport naman ng lahat ng katarantaduan natin sa PWPH. I hope you can support that and coming up para mas maganda talaga yung 2024 natin. So MWF always airing every Mondays at 9 PM on Rakop Manila. Meron din sila ng event nung Sunday, so it's a good thing then. And yeah. Excuse me. Ayun, so you can support me on social media at MEM Wrestling Pod. And yung personal ko naman, syempre at AJ Pinera pa din, di naman nawawala yan. So please support the pod on all of the social media platforms. For now, yung episode sa Friday, abangan nyo na lang yung episode natin about WWE TNA plus yung ating Vengeance Day predictions. Sama ko na rin doon. Kalimutan ko. Pero yun, that was a really good predictions. I hope you can support the show. Yun lang naman. Stay safe, stay reso. See you on the next one on the podcast. Goodbye for now.